This time tomorrow, we'll be just hours away from Donald Trump taking over the most powerful job in the world, becoming the 45th president of the United States. Some are suggesting as many as a million people will be in Washington for his inauguration ceremony. The majority, of course, will be his supporters, but huge numbers of protesters are also expected. Our reporter Pamela Gupta went to the west coast of America in California. She's been speaking to Asians there about the politician that strongly divides opinion.
Screams from some riders on a roller coaster on a beachfront in San Diego in California. And it's been a roller coaster 12 months in American politics, too, as Donald Trump first of all beat Republican Party candidates and then Hillary Clinton to tomorrow become the next president of the United States. But charity worker Priya Kumar told me it's been far from enjoyable for her. She was born and brought up here in the U.S. But after the election, says she faced prejudice for the first time ever.
Well, I've already been told to get out of the country. Not by Trump, by other people in the country. People have yelled as they drive by in their car to tell us to go back to your own country. It's definitely after the election.
There's about 4 million South Asians in America, according to the latest U.S. census figures. More than 3 million originate from India, with the rest mainly from Pakistan and Bangladesh. That's just 1.25% of the U.S. population. Around 1 in 5 live here in California, and they're the fastest-growing immigrant group. Two of the latest are Shravan Sivalenka and Vamsi Krishnabomadi, who are about to go on the beachside roller coaster. They're from India and here on work visas. They're not citizens, so weren't able to vote, but they still care. Vamsi, an engineer, told me who he would have voted for.
I would vote for Trump. Strong person for a country like the US.
Vamsi is impressed by Trump's business background and says he isn't worried about Trump's views on immigration because he says they're targeted at illegal immigrants. But he is concerned, though, about what the impact could be on long-term visas for foreign workers like him.
Most of the people like it here and they want to settle down. They are thinking that maybe it gets tougher to get a citizenship or a green card here.
His friend Shravan, who works in tech, thinks differently and is a big Hillary Clinton fan.
Democratic. As a human being, she's a very good and she supports everyone.
While there's no official specific breakdown for how South Asian Americans voted, the main exit poll suggested that as a group, two-thirds of Asians, which includes Southeast Asians, voted for Democratic Hillary Clinton, which was expected. Trump did have some support from groups like the Republican Hindu Coalition and American Muslims for Trump. Priya, who's a Democrat from a Hindu family, was worried by Trump's earlier call for a ban on Muslims entering America. She thinks it highlighted divisions and created religious tensions.
There's right now a very divided America. We have to come together. Like, U.S. is a melting pot, and that's all of our parents were immigrants and came to this country.
Most young South Asian Americans I spoke to were concerned about the economy, health and education. But student Aisha Khan says a growing number of them are now worried about race relations, too.
Obama was the representative of equality in terms of race and different types of even, like, sexual orientations. Feels like we've regressed in a way.
So what kind of ride can America expect for the next 4 years with Donald Trump as president? Something we got a bit of an idea when he held his first press conference last week.
Since you are attacking our news organization,
not you.
Can you give us a chance?
Your organization is terrible.
You are attacking our news organization.
Donald Trump takes over tomorrow, so as his big ride is about to start for real.
Please keep all body parts inside the train.
How are people feeling about it?
I can't get on board. I can't believe it.
It's not in my hands.
We'll just wait and see.
What most people do agree on is that over the next 4 years, like this roller coaster, there's sure to be twists and turns.
Please secure all loose articles and enjoy your ride.